One of the stories in India that really excites me is the story of what I call the Bible woman. This is a woman whose family came to Christ through listening outside the church to the Telugu New Testament in audio. And so she came into that church and she got so excited about Jesus Christ that she began to go to the pastor and said, "Give me a set of these New Testament cassettes." But he only had one and he was like, "No way." So he sent her to our team and our team was like, "Well, we only have so many. We can only provide one per church." But she was demanding. She would not go away. So finally, after some weeks, they said, "Okay, we'll give them to you, but you have to start listening groups." She said, "That's what I want to do." Now, what she did is she took the set of cassettes and then she went out into the slums during the day when the men were gone. And she would play the cassettes hut by hut by hut until she found what she called the woman of peace. Now, you know in the Bible that the scriptures say when you enter a strange town, you're supposed to look for the man of peace. Well, she looked for the woman of peace. Now, this woman would be a Hindu or a Muslim, but a woman who, when she heard the word of God, said, "I want to know more. This touches me." And so they would just lay down a mat, put up a piece of cloth between a couple huts to give some shade, and they would form a listening group. Now, initially, there'd maybe be 5 or 6 people, but over a period of time, it would eventually grow to 25 to 45 women and children. I went to one of these groups. You're looking out over 35 women, 11 kids, listening to the Word of God. They'd been listening for 15 months. And the women began to stand up and share stories. First woman who stood up said, "Listen, I was a Hindu, and I was going blind. I had this driving pain in my eyes. I went to the doctors. I asked what could be done, and they told me that I needed an operation, but it would cost 15,000 rupees. Now, that's about 2 years' wages and impossible for her. So she went away without any hope, and they said, if you don't do this, you'll go blind." Well, she's in the village, and the woman of peace knew her and invited her to come to the listening. She said when she came to the listening, as she was listening, there would be no pain. When she would leave the listening group, over time the pain would return. But each time she came, there would be no pain, and she began to believe in this Jesus. Now, Hindus do not come to Christ quickly. As they hear, they have to discuss and talk and understand, how can Jesus be the only God? How can there be one God? And she began to believe in Jesus Christ. Now, oral people, or people who aren't readers, cannot separate themselves from the story. When they hear a story, they actually join it as if they are there. So one day she was listening and Jesus walked by a blind man. And this is what she told me. When Jesus walked by the blind man, she said the blind man began to cry out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy." And she began to cry out in her heart the same, "Jesus, have mercy on me." And she told me, she said, "But the people told me to be quiet." But she said, then the blind man cried out louder, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And she began to cry out with him also. And she said, then Jesus called us. And the people said, "Go, go, he's calling you." And she said, "I went." And Jesus said, "What do you want?" And I said, "I want to be healed." And he said, "Do you believe I can do this?" And she said, "Yes, Lord, I do." She said, "I had a blinding pain in my eyes. My eyes began to flood with tears, and I began to cry out to Jesus, 'Why? Every time I come to the listening, there's no pain, and now I'm asking you for healing, and there's pain.'" Now, she was looking at me totally clear-eyed, and she said, "But what I didn't know was in that moment was when Jesus Christ healed me." And I said, "Okay." I said, "Are you still a Hindu?" And she says, "No, I'm a believer in Jesus. I'm a Christian." I said, "Okay, now, have you gotten rid of your household gods?" Because, see, in India, a lot of people can accept Christ, and they just say, "Give me a picture of Jesus," and they put him right up next to all of their other gods and goddesses. And she says, "No, I've gotten rid of all of my household gods." "Have you been baptized?" I asked. She said, "Yes, I have." And she says, "My husband also is a believer."